morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Friday, June 27th. You'll be interested to know. 71 years ago today, in 1954, the Soviet Union celebrated a monumental achievement in energy innovation with the opening of the Obninsk nuclear power plant near Moscow. This pioneering facility marked the world's first nuclear power station to generate electricity for a national grid, ushering in a new era of energy production. The successful operation of the Obninsk plant demonstrated the potential of nuclear energy to provide a reliable and efficient power source, inspiring further advancements in nuclear technology worldwide. This milestone stands as a testament to human ingenuity and the relentless pursuit of progress in harnessing the power of the atom for peaceful purposes. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's cloudy and it feels like 65 degrees with 6 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 8:16 and it will rise again tomorrow at 5:07. It looks like we're in for some partly sunny weather today, with a high near 70 and a light east breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers after midnight, a low of 61 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Friday will be at 7:15 with a high tide at 1:30. The near shore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 62 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect a cloudy Saturday with rain showers and thunderstorms likely, a high near 72, and patchy fog. Sunday brings partly sunny skies and a high near 74. Monday will be mostly sunny and warmer, with a high near 81. A chance of rain returns Tuesday, with a high near 88. Nights will be mostly cloudy, with lows around 64 to 71. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, iconic comedy actor Adam Sandler is hitting the road this fall for his You're My Best Friend tour with a 30-city run across the United States and Canada. He will make 2 stops in New England. On Friday, September 26th, at Mohegan Sun Arena in Connecticut, and on Tuesday, September 30th, at TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts. Sandler, who grew up in Manchester, New Hampshire, is known for films set in the region. Ticket press sales start at noon on Thursday, June 26th, with general sales on Friday, June 27th, through Ticketmaster. Now on to sports. The New Orleans Pelicans made headlines by trading a future unprotected first-round pick to the Atlanta Hawks to move up from 23 to 13 in the NBA draft, selecting Maryland big man Derek Queen. This decision sparked widespread discussion among league executives, who viewed it as a reckless allocation of assets. Critics noted the Pelicans' poor asset management, especially after last season's struggles. Meanwhile, teams like the Memphis Grizzlies and Utah Jazz also face scrutiny for trading up at a high cost, underscoring the risks of draft night desperation. In local sports, tonight at Fenway, the Sox face the Blue Jays in Game 1 of a 3-game series. Brian Bello, with a 3-3 record and 3.31 earned run average, takes the mound against Jose Berrios, who's 3-3 with a 5.24. Boston is favored with 57.6% odds. Expect a crisp 69 degrees in the Back Bay. In top news, an intriguing real estate mystery is unfolding in Palm Beach, Florida, just north of President Trump's Mar-a-Lago Club. An unidentified buyer or group of buyers has quietly acquired properties totaling roughly $250 million, aiming to create one of the most impressive estates in the country. This vast assemblage includes two oceanfront lots previously owned by billionaire cosmetics heir William Lauder and a Mediterranean-style house purchased for $18 million. Local real estate agents speculate about potential ties to billionaires like Steve Ballmer and Charles Simonyi, while rock star Bon Jovi has resisted selling his adjacent property. In business news, on Wednesday morning, Wall Street was shaken by the stunning primary win of Democratic Socialist Zoran Mamdani over former Governor Andrew Cuomo in the New York City mayoral race. Major financial figures are now concerned about the implications of Mamdani's victory, with hedge fund CEO Dan Loeb remarking, "It's officially hot commie summer." Mamdani's platform includes raising taxes on high earners, freezing rents, and investing significantly in public housing. As Wall Street debates its future in New York, some executives express intentions to relocate to more business-friendly states like Florida and Texas. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 0.5% for the week to about $108,000. Ethereum is down 0.5% to about $2,500. And XRP is down 3% to $2.10. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's next generation CarPlay is creating a significant divide in the auto industry. While some automakers are excited to adopt the immersive CarPlay Ultra, which integrates more vehicle features such as speedometers and climate control, others are hesitant. A report from the Financial Times highlights that many manufacturers remain cautious about allowing Apple to dominate their vehicle screens. Although customers favor CarPlay and often prefer it over traditional systems, automakers are investing heavily in their own software and want to establish clear data sharing standards with Apple before fully committing to CarPlay Ultra. And in entertainment news, Denis Villanueva is solidifying his position as the king of legacy intellectual property retrofitting, as he is set to direct the first James Bond film under Amazon's banner. Villanueva expressed his excitement, stating, "Some of my earliest movie-going memories are connected to 007. I grew up watching James Bond films with my father. He is known for revitalizing franchises, having brought Blade Runner back to life, and making Frank Herbert's work culturally relevant." While current betting odds favor Aaron Taylor-Johnson for the role of Bond, Villanueva remains tight-lipped about his plans, emphasizing his desire to honor the tradition, while paving the way for many new missions to come. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and visionary Nikola Tesla. And he said, "The present is theirs, the future, for which I really worked, is mine." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing weekend, my good friends. We'll see you Monday with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.